Yushama Shvius, Perek Dalgo Chehei. Hamizadit Begavanim. A person is cutting away at grapevines, but he's in also being cutting off the zinovos, the tails, meaning the part of the tree that grows where the new branch grows from. And by doing that, he's making the tree grow thicker. So he's trying to cut off because he wants the lumber, the wood of it. But at the same time, he's doing something that is similar to what you do for pruning, which is to cut off the ends of the branches so that the remaining part should grow thicker. And he's cutting away at reed, which has, again, the same effect. The part that he cuts away, he's cutting away for the wood of it. He wants to use it, but it has a certain effect of it making it the rest of it grow thicker. So basically says the person has to do things to show that's not what he does not trying to prune. And what he has to do is, Yarchi Tefach, excuse me, he has to cut down to the ground and leave a tefach of tree behind. And because that's not at all the way that people cut when they're trying to do this kind of pruning. We'll see more about this in the Gemara. Rabbi Kiva says, he can cut regular, he can cut as far as low down or as high up as he wants to, but not, he doesn't have to do anything to show that he's not trying to prune. The cotton, the magal, magir, he could use shovels and axes and saws, whatever he will, how much he has to, any tool he wants to. He has to do nothing at all to show that he's avoiding pruning. Elon. Now, next in Elon Shenifshach, a tree that cracked, so it developed a crack in the trunk of the tree. So the thing is, kosher should be shvius. You could tie it up on shvius, lo shihala, not that you're tying it up in a way that makes it that the crack will close itself up. Not that you should get better. Actually, you said it shouldn't get worse. And this is because we have the regular rule that when a melacha is on the darbanon like this, it's just closing, tying up a cracked tree. It's just melacha darbanon. When it's a melacha darbanon, and you're doing it to say what you have, look me, Ilana, to keep what you have that you're allowed to do. And it's to keep it from getting worse that you're allowed to do. The chacham didn't answer. But when you want to do melacha darbanon, you can't do melacha darbanon to make things better, to grow better. Therefore, you're not allowed to. We have a bite that says like this. We're going to have different sheets than what we have in our Mishnah. Hakletis Bekan, it's only cuts kind of. What's the review domer? Review this says, Makam Shinogu Lakwitz Yitag. In a place where they cut it off with tools, that's Lakwitz, they cut it off with tools. Yitag, you should cut it out by hand. Lakto Yikwitz, they usually cut it out by hand and you should cut it out with a tool. No, you have to do something that shows that you're not doing the regular cutting like most people do when they're trying to prune. Or you leave it a tefach off the ground, which is like what Rabbi Yosef really gets in the Mishnah. His way of showing that there's no that you're not trying to do regular kind of pruning. That's what Yud says. Hakotis b'kurus, a person who's cutting beams of wood. He's cutting logs to get the wood for beams. So it seems that what they would do is when you would cut, it would be straight cuts and angled cuts. So you shouldn't do straight cuts and then angled cuts, and then angled cuts and straight cuts, which is the way that people usually cut to help the tree grow afterwards. Not only is he getting the lumber, but he's helping the tree grow afterwards. You should just cut it straight across. So it's more obvious that the person is just trying to get the wood and not trying to help the tree for afterwards. Places where they usually cut straight, you should cut at an angle. The Dari Gachlik, if they usually cut at an angle, then you should cut it straight. The Gaimim Mimoritz, but he holds you can cut it all the way down to the ground. You don't need to leave the Tevach. Ubavashal Yakutz Pekardim, but then he argues also and says that not. Rabbi Kiva had said you could use any tool you want to. He says, no, you can't use a Kardim as a shovel. We'd had this beforehand, that somehow, shovel has some value in making cutting the tree better. So Rabbi basically said you should do a tefach. Rabbi Kiva said you can cut all the way down to the ground. You got it the way you normally cut. So the Yerushalmi says it seems Rabbi basically to be Shammai and Rabbi Kiva to be Sol that we had in the previous Mishnah that when a person is cutting away at an olive tree, our Mishnah is talking about a grape vine, But the previous Mishnah, it had said, a person cuts away, cuts an olive tree, Mishnah says, you should leave a little bit above the ground, and they still says, you can cut all the way down, you could even uproot, take out the roots. So Rabbi Yosef Glili, who's saying that you should leave it a tefach, is along the lines of Beis Shammai, and Rabbi Kiva, who says you can cut as much as you want to, since we have Beis Shammai, so V'chein Asinam Asinam, Rabbi Yosef Glili, Beis Shammai, Rabbi Kiva, Beis Shammai, is that the way we'd want to have a Mishnah? Rabbi Yosef Glili is saying like Beis Shammai, and Rabbi Kiva is like Beis Shammai, doesn't seem right. Usually, we would say, none of the nobody passes like Beis Shammai. So why would we have it that we have a Mishnah Rabbi Yosef Glili saying like Beis Shammai? Ella, rather, Rabbi Yosef Glili choshesh, and we're going to learn the gear, so like some have avoided to Elon. Rabbi Yosef Glili holds that he agrees with Beis Shammai. There's no, it's not like by the olive tree that they were there. Just by the olive tree, we see that Beis Shammai says there's no chash that people think you're walking the ground, so you could be misharish. You can cut it all the way down to the roots. You don't have to be worried that someone's going to think that you're trying to work the land. But specifically for grape trees, for grape vines, and in Canem, he's concerned that it'll look like you're doing something to make the tree grow better. And therefore, the reason why he tells you you have to leave a tefach is because people who leave a tefach, that's not the way you do it to help the tree. You cut it down to the bottom, and you leave it to a higher amount. But leaving a tefach is not the way that helps the tree. So that's why he holds it. He happens to hold it as a chashash. It'll look like a ha'ilan in our case. Rabbi Kiva, chashash ha'ilan. Rabbi Kiva doesn't have that chashash. And therefore, he said, since we call it Beis Shammai, that there's no chashash that looks like you're working the ground, so you can cut it as the way you want to.